As the defending Super Bowl champions wrapped up mandatory minicamp and offseason practices, the head coach wanted his team focused on the present, not the past.
We need to move on to 2017. You know, we've had enough parades, enough celebrations, and enough everything. This 17 team hasn't done anything yet.
Tom Brady has moved on, and the soon-to-be 40-year-old has shown no signs of slowing down, physically, mentally, or verbally, as in trash-talking with the defense.
Whether he's in or whether he's on the sideline, he's probably the number one guy talking, and we have fun with it. And, you know, that's a part of this time of the year, to competing and talking trash, and it makes everyone raise their level.
What kind of things does he say, or can you quote him at all?
No, we don't want to quote. We got to keep that stuff inside the white line.
Meanwhile, it was an eventful offseason for Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, who many targeted to be traded, but he remains a Patriot.
I love it. You know, it's a very fortunate situation, you know, to come into a place, get drafted here, and, you know, it's just there's good people all around the building, you know, from support staff to, you know, the lunch ladies and everything. I mean, it's everybody. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just a good group of people, and it rubs off on each other.
On the field, hard not to notice newcomer Brandon Cooks, and the speedy wideout who was acquired from the Saints certainly noticed the expectation level of his new head coach.
Bring your A game. That's all I can say. He's Coach Belichick. You guys probably know more about him than I do. I'm just getting used to him. So, but one thing I do know is bring your A game every day is important for him.
The Patriot offense has plenty of talent and depth, from wide receiver to running back to tight end. And at tight end, good to see Gronk out on the field following back surgery.
I'm feeling great. Everything's went super well. It's always important whenever I get a little setback like that to happen, just get back to where I need to be. And I feel like I am doing everything out here, competing, and it's fun.
And finally, as the players were heading off with some downtime after finishing up their off-season work, they were ready for the usual message from their head coach.
You know, just the basics, you know, stay out of trouble, you know, stay in shape, come back ready to go. So.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to stay out of trouble, stay in shape, come back ready to go. So, yeah.
Now, the next time we'll see this Patriots team, the start of training camp at the end of July. And one other thing the Patriots have announced, Saturday, July 29th. Put that down on your calendar. A special day. The Patriots will induct Raymond Claiborne into their Hall of Fame, the NRG Plaza here, just outside the hall at Patriot Place. Steve?
All right, Danny, thank you very much. One thing before I let you go, what is the biggest question for this team heading into training camp?
Well, Steve, this is going to sound like a cop-out, but the biggest concern I have is health. Can the Patriots stay healthy? If they can, they are loaded pretty much everywhere. You go from Brandon Cooks, the new guys, the acquisitions, Dwayne Allen, getting them acclimated with Tom Brady, maybe more of that through training camp. But it's Gronk, it's Edelman, the usual players, defense, McCourty and company, Hightower. Can they stay healthy? If they're healthy, as we've seen, they're as good as any team in the NFL.